Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. The White House says it'll share as many as 60 million doses of the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine with other countries. Known jabs will be distributed until a safety review is complete, but first deliveries are expected within weeks. Neda Tofik has this report.
The White House COVID-19 coordinator said the U.S. had a strong collection of vaccines and would not need AstraZeneca's during the next several months. The decision comes as the administration faces criticism that it is hoarding jabs. President Biden has promised that most Americans will be vaccinated by July. At the same time, there's fear coronavirus mutations overseas could prolong the pandemic. In addition, the administration plans to share raw materials for production of the vaccine with India. The U.S. is deeply concerned about the surge in cases there, which set a new world record for daily infections.
The U.S. population has grown at its slowest rate since the 1930s, according to data released by the Census Bureau following last year's headcount. 331.5 million lived in the U.S. in April 2020, a rise of 7.4% over the decade, the second smallest increase in American history. The changes will have political ramifications, with the Bureau granting extra congressional seats to more populated Republican-leaning states. The U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has held a virtual meeting with the Guatemalan President Alejandro Yamatei to discuss how to reduce the numbers of Guatemalans attempting to cross into the U.S. Ms. Harris said Washington wanted to tackle the root cause of migration.
We are looking at the issue of poverty and the lack, therefore, of economic opportunities, the issue of extreme weather conditions and the lack of climate adaptation, as well as corruption and the lack of good governance, and violence against women, indigenous people, LGBTQ people, and Afro-descendants.
President Yamatei said he agreed about the need to create hope. A new study on miscarriages has estimated that at least 23 million miscarriages occur every year worldwide, though the actual tally is likely to be substantially higher. The research analyzed data from more than 4 million pregnancies in seven countries. Here's Tulip Mazunda.
Around one in seven pregnancies end in miscarriage, according to this new analysis, and around one in 100 women suffer three or more losses in a row. The researchers found black women were 43% more likely to lose a pregnancy and say further studies are needed to establish why. Scientists are looking into whether it could be related to other health issues that more commonly affect black women, such as fibroid conditions and autoimmune disorders.
World News from the BBC.